into the 60s, and Monday looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, just a beautiful Sunday evening out there. If you haven't had the chance, get out and enjoy it a little bit. 78 degrees at the Wharf in D.C., 80 degrees right now in Oxon Hill, and Sterling, Virginia coming in at 81 degrees right now at 7:50. Here at WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo. Coming up,
an arrest and a victim ID'd after a violent weekend at D.C. nightlife spots. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Five teens are busted in the district for their alleged part in a drugstore robbery.
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against seven activists. I'm Dick Iuliano.
The weather's warming up, and so is the real estate market. I'm Michael Toscano.
In 15 minutes, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with the quest for your magic number for retirement. Good to have you with us this evening. It is 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A state of emergency in parts of Oklahoma after devastating and destructive tornadoes tore through. Governor Kevin Stitt.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen.
President Biden spoke to the governor and offered full federal support. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Sulphur, 80 miles south of Oklahoma City.
Closer to the Texas-Oklahoma border, the town of Marietta also took a direct hit, flipping trailers and snapping poles. A tornado there cut right through a giant Dollar Tree warehouse.
Four people were killed. Severe storms in parts of Iowa as well. KMTV reporter Zach Williamson is in hard-hit Minden.
Right now, there's no running water. And on top of that, no gas, no electricity. The gas and electricity both probably won't be on for another 4 to 5 days.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today after Hamas released another hostage video. Former State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller.
I think it's psychological ops. I think Hamas understands the value and the attachment, the fundamental attachment that Israeli governments attach to the redemption of their people, dead or alive.
Hannah Siegel's uncle Keith was shown in the latest video. She told Face the Nation.
I have faith that we can do a deal now, but I also think that if that isn't possible, then the Biden administration should think about what they can do directly to bring our American citizens home.
Secretary of State Blinken's on his way to Saudi Arabia again. He'll be in Israel on Wednesday. Here at home, more protests on college campuses all across the country at UCLA.
What's going on is injustice. We have a plausible case of genocide against the state of Israel. We believe the state of Israel needs to be confronted. So this is why we're here to protest.
There were clashes between both sides. Ilan Carr is with the Israeli-American Council.
Today's events here are sadly typical of what's happening on America's college campuses, which is bullying and harassment of Jews.
Meanwhile, Russia's war in Ukraine rages on, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked on Face the Nation about former President Trump's vow, if he gets reelected, to stop funding Kyiv.
You might have to be the firewall against your own party and its leader again.
Been willing to do that. I had something to do with changing opinion in the Senate on this issue, and I think a lot more of my members now understand the importance of it.
While McConnell has endorsed Trump for president, there are still big tensions between the two Republicans. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on a beautiful Sunday evening, April 28, 2024. It's 79 degrees. Temps falling through the 70s this evening. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour. A pedestrian is dead after a crash in Northwest D.C. Officers responded to the area of Georgia Avenue and Irving Street Northwest around 11:15 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim lying between cars on the roadway. Investigators believe the person was run over by a northbound vehicle on Georgia Avenue that didn't stop to render aid. Police won't hear from anyone who may have seen anything in the area at that time.
We're learning new information after several violent incidents at D.C. nightlife establishments over the weekend. Police have now identified a man shot and killed at a bar in U Street early Saturday morning. WTOP Shana Stulen picks it up there.
D.C. police say they found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. He was shot multiple times. Despite efforts to save his life, the Salisbury, Maryland man died at the scene. Police are looking for two men in connection with the shooting. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and got away on a motorcycle. They have arrested a person after a separate shooting Friday night at the Decades Club in DuPont Circle. A 29-year-old Prince George's County man is facing charges, including assault with intent to kill. Six people were hurt. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
It's 8:05. Five more teens, all between the ages of 14 and 16, have been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a drugstore in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say just after 9 o'clock on the evening of April 16th, the suspects walked into a CVS on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect reportedly threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the teens were also charged in an assault that same day on the National Mall. A 16-year-old had already been arrested last weekend in connection with this. Around the area and around the country, student encampments against Israel and its war in Gaza continue. One such protest at George Washington University is in its fourth day. WTOP's Dick Giuliano says students want GW administration to drop seven charges against students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
As those protests continue, campus leaders elsewhere have been taking action to break up some of them. At the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, 12 people have been arrested, nine of them students, after refusing to leave a small tent city set up on the university's Jefferson Square. University leaders ordered the tents taken down Friday evening. Yesterday morning, the tents reappeared. Officials canceled the event and told the crowd to disperse. Those that didn't got arrested. In a letter to the Mary Washington campus community, University President Troy Paino reaffirmed the right to protest on campus, but said that right does not extend to the disruption of normal school operations or access to university buildings. It's 8:07, and the D.C. real estate market remains competitive this spring selling season. WTOP's Michael Toscano with details on which areas are hotter.
This season, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown have had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. That's from the Urban Turf Real Estate website. Real estate brokerage Redfin says sellers are averaging three offers and selling in about 43 days. The median sales price, $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports that translates into an average profit of over $160,000. Meanwhile, rents continue to rise, up 0.8% in April to over $2,100 a month. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News.
Homeownership remains the American dream, although a potentially expensive one. I'm Mark Hamrick with more in my report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to six free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
808.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to the Traffic Center in Carlos Ramirez.
Thanks so much, Ian. As of now, not seeing major delays, but a few pockets of slow traffic if you're making your way on the BW Parkway in either direction, basically from 197 to 198. Again, nothing too dramatic. Everything seems to be lightening up, in fact. Southbound 95, not looking bad at all as you head down towards the Beltway. In fact, Beltway traffic looks fantastic. And you know what? spoke a little too soon. Inner loop of the Beltway, making your way from Virginia into Maryland. They're setting up a work crew. As of now, according to Maryland Department of Transportation, when they're all set up, you should have two lanes blocked on the right-hand side of the roadway. So keep that in mind. If you're making your way on the inner loop from Tyson's up towards the American Legion Bridge, you may find a couple of work zones. Inbound 395 in the express lanes, looks like a crash blocking the right side of the roadway there just as you make your way towards the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast Southwest Freeway outbound towards Virginia, broken down trucks blocking the left shoulder, but small shoulder, large truck, it's crowding that left lane. Want you to be very careful. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a car, of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
The Roasty Toasty Work Week forecast from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
Pleasant weather in the forecast for the rest of your Sunday evening, with temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s overnight with just a few passing clouds. Now, your Monday is on track for the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. Now, if we hit 90 tomorrow, that'll be the first time this year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017, and also close to the average high that we see at the end of July and early August of 89 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, my dad used to call porch sitting weather. It is 79 in Springfield, 78 in Laurel, and 78 downtown at Farragut Square. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour with Mark Hamrick.
Home ownership and the American dream. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. What do you consider to be the American dream? A new Bankrate survey attempts to learn how Americans feel about the question. More often than anything else, home ownership is the thing. That's the case with nearly 4 out of 5 Americans. But here are some other responses. Being able to retire. Having a successful career. Owning a car or truck. Fewer than half said having a child. And about a third said getting a college degree. Many aspiring homeowners continue to face affordability hurdles, including insufficient income, high home prices, and the affordability of down payments. Aspiring homeowners should consider financial planning to prioritize savings, paying down debt, and boosting credit scores. This will help to qualify for lower rates. There are down payment assistance programs to explore as well. In the meantime, continue to monitor housing market trends. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up on WTOP, it's one number many of us dream of, but may never attain. CBS's Joe Schlesinger on the magic number for retirement next. It's 8:12.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/presto to sign up today. That's P-R-E-S-T-O. Yes, I took the last letter off of my last name. Never gets new, even though it's been a long time since it was 2022. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
It's 8:13.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Coming up, is there a thaw in relations between the apparent Republican presidential nominee and the Republican governor of Virginia? More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Don't delay. Better dental health can begin today. Dave Preston here, and I'm glad I made the move to start having my teeth taken care of at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Cascades 1 is a revolutionary full-mouth implant solution that can create your perfect smile in less than a day. And they can help you overcome your fear of the dentist with sedation dentistry. Two locations, Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Make a no-obligation appointment today, 866-255. Sleep or visit cascades1.com.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:15. What is your magic number for retirement? Of course, the amount that we will need to comfortably retire is different for all of us and challenging for many. And coming up with that number can be maybe even a bigger challenge. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells WTOP's Mark Lewis how you can get to that magic number.
I know you'd like the magic formula, but I think this is a little bit more nuanced than that. And it's not that hard to get your retirement number for yourselves because you've got a ton of calculators out there. But interestingly, the first step, which I say it's the hardest, but the simplest. The hardest part is that you're going to have to figure out how much you're spending right now on a monthly basis. And so the reason why that's hard is that it's very emotionally challenging to go through and do that. Just track your expenses for 90 days, and then you're going to be able to be in a perfect place to figure out how much you're spending on housing and food and utilities and insurance and tally up the fun stuff. And don't forget to add in vacations or any expenses that you have related to other folks in your family that you're helping them out. Once you have that monthly need, what's great is that you don't have to just replicate that in retirement. Don't forget, you'll have income streams. You'll have Social Security. Many people will have government pensions. Some people will have money that is coming in, say, from rental property and Social Security. You add it all up, you hit that calculate button, and wah, wah, what if it comes up short? You can still make a change today to get your numbers where you want them to be. But not going through this process is simply just flying blind. And I hate that feeling.
Oh, it is tough indeed. And, you know, folks may be a little shy about it and maybe a little uncertain. Mm-hmm. And part of that uncertainty surrounds Social Security. So what's your answer when people say to you, I don't know if I'm going to have Social Security when I retire?
I believe Social Security will absolutely be intact. What we have right now is not a situation where Social Security is quote unquote going broke. That is silly. What's happening right now is because we have this big generation of baby boomers that's retiring, we have a situation where we are on pace to only be able to pay out about 3/4 of scheduled benefits after the year 2033. So what does that mean? It means the government is going to fix this. They may not do it until the very bitter end, but I promise you, because Social Security is such a valuable benefit for people, and people love Social Security like they love Medicare, it is going to get fixed.
That is CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. 4 are dead in Oklahoma as killer tornadoes continue to terrorize the nation's heartland. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discuss Rafah and the Hamas-held hostages in a Sunday phone call. And tomorrow starts week 2 of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks, Ian. So far, if you're making your way on the BW Parkway, or rather DC 295, you got brake lights headed northbound between the 11th Street Bridge and just about East Capitol Street. Watch out for those slowdowns. No accident scenes reported right now. Southeast Southwest Freeway, if you're headed westbound towards Virginia, broken down truck. It's a rather large SUV in the left shoulder, but since it's such a large car, it's actually crowding that left lane. A lot of folks having to slow down pretty dramatically to get around it. Inbound 395, if you're riding along the express lanes, trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge, you got the right side blocked off with a crash. Be careful there. No delays because of it. You approach at speed. I-95 looks pretty good here in Virginia. A little slow there between Route 1 and 123, of course. 66 looks grand. No issues from Manassas to the Beltway. Inner loop of the Beltway.
hearing from Maryland Department of Transportation and VDOT that the Interloop is going to have a work zone, should have two lanes blocked on the right-hand side. You should see them setting up not far from the American Legion Bridge right now. If you're headed on 395, I'm not seeing any brake lights between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Of course, as you make your way across the 14th Street Bridge and the HOV lanes, express lanes rather, you do have the right lane blocked. Back in Maryland, if you're on 50, no issues from the Beltway out towards the Bay Bridge. All things are up to speed through there. If you're headed on the southbound side of 301, no issues as you head past Pennsylvania Avenue and Route 4. 301 headed towards the Waldorf area. Some light volume at the Route 5 split, but nothing too dramatic as of this moment. I do have a spot here for you. Dell Technologies and Intel are pushing what technology can do. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
A beautiful forecast, if a little warm for some. Here it is from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
Those of you wanting some sunny and warm weather after yesterday's cloudy, cool, and wet day are in for a treat for the next few days as high pressure builds in and we've got some sunny and downright hot conditions over the next few days. Rest of your Sunday is looking pretty good with just a few passing clouds. Temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s by tomorrow morning. And your Monday now is on track for the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. Now, if we hit 90 tomorrow, that'll be the first time this year it'll be close to the record of 91 set back in 2017 and also close to the average high that we see during the warmest time of the year between the end of July and early August. So make sure to stay cool, hydrated, and take plenty of breaks in the shade if you plan to be outside. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
If this isn't a beautiful evening, it'll do until the real one comes along. It is 78 in Tysons, Waldorf with 76, 78 downtown at L'Enfant Plaza, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. And coming up on WTOP, the fatal stabbing outside D.C.'s Audi Field last night may have been workplace related. More for you in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Vicki with Long Fence. As a family-run business since 1945, Long Fence has delivered dependable quality and service, installing decks, pavers, and fencing for all your residential and commercial needs. We've done a lot of that over the last 30 years, thanks to our advertising partnership with WTOP. Our exposure on WTOP has helped us grow our customer base, bringing long-lasting beauty to countless homes in the DMV area. How many times have you heard someone say, "I heard it on WTOP"? Well, our customer service folks hear it all the time. When you work with Long Fence, you work with experts who have hundreds of years of combined experience in residential, commercial, and governmental projects. We've stayed in business for nearly 80 years because we've earned the community's trust. WTOP will work hard to earn yours, too. If you're looking for a competitive advantage that brings more customers to your business, go to WTOP.com and search Advertise. If you're looking for a fence company you can trust that installs quality products by experienced experts, get a free quote today at longfence.com.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
This is WTOP News.
It's 8:22. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some of your Sunday night with us. District police have identified the man stabbed to death outside Audi Field before last night's D.C. United game. Investigators got the call around 6:30 last night. When they arrived, they found 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest D.C. He'd been stabbed several times. Gross was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Officers arrested 49-year-old Wally Shabazz of Southwest D.C. and charged him with second-degree murder. Detectives believe the two knew each other and that the stabbing came following a workplace dispute. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. But as we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump on the economy. He spoke earlier today on CNN's State of the Union.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany to promote state business deals. It's 8:24. A St. Mary's County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on charges of second-degree assault. The sheriff's office says that 29-year-old deputy Donald Anthony Shoebrooks called a non-emergency line Saturday afternoon to say he was involved in a domestic dispute with his girlfriend at his home in Lexington Park. Deputies discovered that Shoebrooks and his girlfriend were involved in an argument that escalated into a physical altercation. They say she suffered minor injuries but did not require medical attention. Shoebrooks was arrested, placed on emergency suspension with pay pending the outcome of both internal and criminal investigations. More than 30 states and cities have laws requiring employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers, but those protections are being expanded nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie with more.
Under a new federal law, pregnant workers are allowed to ask for reasonable accommodations to do their jobs, including telework, schedule changes, different responsibilities, or frequent breaks. This month, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued its final rule to carry out the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. It applies to private and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan here with a chill on the ice right now.
Okay, here's the deal, or here's the question. You're down 3-0. You want to get off to a good start, right? Well, not the case for the Capitals and the Rangers. Let's get a live update. Our Dave Preston is at Cap 1.
10:22 to play in the first period, Frank. The Capitals trail 1-0, coughing up a goal to Capo Kakko 57 seconds into the game. The visitors own a 6-4 shot, edge in shots, then a 3-1 advantage in faceoffs while getting some prime opportunities early against Charlie Lindgren. Capitals trail the New York Rangers 1-0, 10 minutes to play in the first period.
And you know, Ian, it sounds very quiet there at Capital Arena, doesn't it?
It is deceptively quiet,
the postseason, and do or die, not good start for the Caps. Nationals finish.